Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
If you lick some bluebell, you will end up in jail. Don't you know that that's a crime? You should be ashamed of what you did was lame. But now you will be doing time.
Mike's latest hit.
Preacher there, Reverend. I found that on Facebook, believe it or not, yesterday.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it'd be great to open the show it with, since we got these stupid idiots running around the country licking ice cream and putting it back in the cold box. Folks, I would not buy anything that doesn't have a seal around it.
That's right. That was the thing. I mean, you put it back, well, obviously there was no seal on it. So if you get a package of any kind of food that's not sealed, put it back.
Bluebell doesn't have a seal, and I don't know why. They should have a shrink wrap band around the lid.
Yeah, well, and that would stop the listeria growth.
Probably that too. Yeah.
And I was telling you when we were listening that Bluebell had a listeria outbreak in their ice mm-hmm. cream in multiple plants. You can kind of go, well, that can happen. Yeah. You know, somebody let something slip. 3 months later, they had to shut four or five more down for the same thing. That's a cultural issue within the company. And as much as I like Bluebell ice cream, I just don't trust it. And I'm certainly not going to go in and lick some.
I understand, but
yeah.
Oh, anyway. By the way, they found out that she is a minor, so now they're going to have to change the charges to something else.
You act like an adult, you should get charged like an adult.
That's right. Anyway, I don't know if that's acting like an adult.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Good morning, listeners. Listening in to our show.
What show? What's the show?
To the Sip and Chew show with Mike and Stu.
No, it's
and
just Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, well, like that. Yeah,
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, with also Charlie and also Phil.
Yeah.
So, anywho, it is hot out there.
In Alabama in July?
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
We still got August to go.
Yeah, we sure do.
Trying to cheer us up, are you?
I won't be here next Sunday, but I'm going to be in New Orleans. And you know what New Orleans is like during the summer?
Sauna with your clothes
on. Yeah, that's the best 3 months. If you want to go to New Orleans and not have to deal with crowds, go in the summer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And used to be.
And the restaurants will tell you they're dead in the summertime.
Used to be. I could get into we could get a room at Monteleone. Or
some of the other ones. Monteleone, the home of your New Orleans sex.
For like $129 a night. Mm-hmm. And it's still up to $200, edging toward the $300 mm-hmm. prices, and I'm thinking, really?
You mean for a $300 a night hotel, they're wanting $300?
No, I'm just saying during the summer, I used to be able to get it for $129. Yeah. I've got it as low as $99 in August mm-hmm. one time. Mm-hmm. It didn't have any windows, but.
You didn't try Airbnb?
Yeah, we're doing that. We already done that.
I love me some Airbnb.
We done did it.
Yeah, done it.
I'm a firm believer. I'd love to own some apartments just to rent them out as Airbnbs.
Get you some land
mm-hmm.
and put four or five of those little one-room cabins or tiny houses on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it.
Absolutely.
I got 2 acres I'm toying with.
By a lake.
It doesn't matter where it is. A lot of times these people just want someplace nice to stay that's not as mm-hmm. expensive as a hotel, has some more homey comforts.
Homey.
Yeah. The one we had in Beverly Hills, that was homey, wouldn't you say?
That was pretty cool. I liked that one.
Yeah.
Plus, being in Beverly Hills wasn't so bad.
Yeah. Not bad. The location was great.
Homey in Beverly Hills?
Well, you would be surprised at how wonderful Beverly Hills is. It really is a terrific city.
It was pleasant, and except for the roads. The roads were horrendous.
But you know, a lot of
traffic, man. There's only so much you can do to keep it up when you got traffic all the time.
A lot of times we have a mental image of a place we've never been to. Like I always thought New Englanders would be real clannish and hard to get along with. And one time we took a motorhome trip through Vermont, going up to Quebec.
Travels with Charlie. Were you doing a little Steinbeck?
On the road again.
And but anyhow,
Charles Corral.
We hit there at quarter to five on a Sunday afternoon and lost the fuel pump.
Uh-oh.
And that's at Brattleboro. And we actually got a guy on the phone, but he was closing.
Mm-hmm.
Helped us out the next morning. It was about $80, and we were on our way.
That's not bad for a fuel pump.
Oh, heck no. Yeah. And no, especially
when you're traveling, because they know you're traveling, they jack the price up.
Sure, 1,500 miles from home, you figure you're going to pay them whatever they ask.
Have to turn around and go back home after.
And then we stopped at a dairy farm, and the point being is that we ran into an awful lot of friendly, nice people.
Are you two aware that New Hampshire, which is in New England,
we bought groceries there,
has the most civil liberties of any state in the Union? It is the freest state in the United States by far, because you know Alabama's state motto is "We dare defend our rights."
Mm-hmm.
Well, we haven't. We've given a lot of our rights away for stupidity and other things. New Hampshire retains the highest amount of civil rights. It's as close as your rights were to when the Constitution is signed as you're going to find in the U.S. right now. New Hampshire.
Wow.
Chicago. People in Chicago are very friendly.
Midwest.
Yeah. Except for the bus drivers. They tend to be jerks.
If you were a bus driver, you would be too.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. But anyway, Charlie, it was so homey at that place. The last day we were there in Hollywood, we found out that the guy who owned the Airbnb is from Mobile.
How about that?
So, hey, how often does that happen?
A little touch of homie, home in the homie land.
There you go.
My first visit to Beverly Hills, I was expecting everyone to be all hoity-toity and full of themselves.
I would have thought.
Yeah, and I told you when I got to Spago and my cab arrived, a guy in a suit came out and opened the door for me. And I was like, oh, he must, you know, do the curbside. That's Beverly Hills. No, it was just a lawyer who was getting ready to take a cab. So, well, here you go, sir. I mean, just pleasant as he could be.
Yeah.
And then he got in the cab after me. And I was like, oh, I thought that was like a valet or something. No, just a lawyer.
Is the Beverly Hills mansion still up for sale?
Which one?
One they did the TV show in.
Which TV show?
Yeah.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. That stuff.
We never got around that.
Those houses go up for sale about every 3 or 4 years. Any famous house in L.A. is on sale all the time. They just restored the Brady Bunch house.
I'd be more interested in that house.
Not me.
Not you?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's been
I had to watch that crap because my sisters were bigger than me. It's a terrible show.
It's tough when you
but
have
it was a sign of the time.
It was.
It really was.
You were at the tail end of that era, you know. It didn't talk to you.
But it's tough when you have dominant sisters, isn't it?
Yeah, well, when you're 10, 15 years younger, they're.
Oh, yeah.
About age 12, though, they didn't dominate anymore.
They were closer to my age.
Yeah, by age 12, I was able to whoop both of them at one time. Never did, because you don't hit a girl.
Mm-hmm.
My mother always said, I better never find out that you hit a girl. My dad goes, your mother's absolutely right. You do not hit a female. He goes, but it is okay to block in such a way that they never want to hit you again.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he never hit a girl as a law enforcement officer.
Had to send a message.
Yeah. He said even as a law enforcement officer when intact, he never hit a woman. He said, but he deflected their attacks in such a way that they gave up the fight. You know, you go to punch me and my block you know, fractures your arm, you get the message.
I bet mace works pretty good.
Or an elbow in the jaw.
Anyone know mace in the 60s? Mike, I will tell you, mace is a highly ineffective form of self-defense.
Oh, I'm sure I see it.
Just about any person who's going to attack you is not going to be fazed by it. Now, 357,
but what's
that's effective self-defense.
Now, what's in mace? A lot of times it's...
Well, that's pepper spray.
Pepper spray. Oh,
yeah.
Pepper spray.
Yeah, mace is a lot... I guess it's different, but they're not the same thing. Pepper spray is capsicum, like pure capsicum, or capsaicin, however they say
it. That's the stuff in hot peppers?
Yeah. Capsaicin, yeah.
Yeah, capsaicin. And mace was some other irritants, too, I believe. I think it was a – but I don't know. I'm not an expert on mace.
But that is the food we're talking about peppers.
Mace is a wonderful spice.
So you could spray that over your tortillas and tacos and stuff?
Honey, this tastes terrible.
I know people. who are like, I want to get some pepper spray and put that in my salsa.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Honey, you got that bottle of mace in your purse?
Well, I had a friend in college who brought a vial of pure capsicum extract that was for putting in capsule form to give to people with high cholesterol because it'll blow all the plaque and stuff out of your veins. It's very good. If you got clogged arteries, you need to start eating spicy food and deal with what the other consequences are, because a heart attack is not as bad as spending all night in the bathroom.
I've been told that our phone lines are now open if people would like to join the conversation.
Well, yeah. We got the text lines over too, and it's lit up. It's lit.
Yeah. 343-0106 if we want to get in on the conversation.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat.
Get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Chef Anthony Serrano, and I'm a Walmart food champ, and I'm listening to Sip and Chew.
They just rolled out the next round of Walmart Food Champ Series this week. Our buddy Chris Sherrill is down in Navarre Beach for the next couple of weeks.
Is that something that goes on all over the country?
Yes, it is.
And then what would we be witnessing here, like a regional?
Yeah. Do they just send food champs to select Walmarts and Walmart neighborhood markets all around the country? And like I said, Chris Sherrill is in Navarre Beach for July and August every Wednesday and Saturday. So if you're going to be in that area, you can pop in. He'll be demonstrating things that you can make easily. They're usually 5 ingredients, at 5 or 6. I think that's the curriculum. It's all stuff you can find in Walmart.
Do they give away samples?
Yes. Lots of them.
Yeah.
And, but it's a whole demo stage. The setup is really spectacular. And all of these recipes are created by actual World Food Championship competitors. It's the Food Champ Series. So it's not a bunch of people. And in a lot of these, you'll see when they are trying to incorporate all these different products into something so that they could sell the product, they just kind of throw everything together, some people in a boardroom who don't cook. And they go, well, let's put this chili and the sour cream and all this stuff together. And that sounds decent. All of these recipes are devised by some of the best cooks in the entire world.
And where's Chris going to be, when and where again?
The Walmart neighborhood market. In fact, Chris, if you're listed, you can post it on our Facebook page and I'll share it. But in Navarre Beach, Florida, I believe he said every Wednesday and Saturday throughout July and August.
You know, Navarre, I think you said Navarre, right? It's going to be down there. That used to be like the best kept secret. The beach there at one time used to be like the best. And they probably are trying to keep it that way, too. So they don't get inundated with tourists over there like it's going on right now along our beaches.
And
So, anywho.
Yeah. Destin's a beautiful
beach.
Oh, it is. Well, and he routinely makes the 10 most beautiful beaches in the world. It's
water
the only
seaside.
One of the 48 contiguous that consistently makes that.
The water in Choctahatchee Bay and along that part of the coast looks like the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if a lot of people have never get to see the beach at NAS Pensacola.
Right.
They got some of the most expensive real estate in the world right there.
Mustin Beach.
And it's just... it's breathtaking.
Yeah. Well,
that's where the officers went.
You mentioned you're going to be out next week.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be up in here.
I won't be up in here.
I got it covered, though. Christy Barber from the Cheese Cottage is going to be in the studio all day long.
All right.
Well,
hey, is she going to bring samples?
Christy, are you going to bring samples?
Inquiring mouse want to know.
She's one of the most knowledgeable people in the area on cheese. So we're going to spend a good hour talking about cheese. So if you got questions, you know, if there's something you had in Germany or Switzerland or Timbuktu or wherever, she might be able to get it for you. She's been able to get some really good specialty cheeses. She turned Heather and I on to this Humboldt fog, which has vegetable ash on the outside of it stuff. Mm-hmm. The regular Humboldt fog, very much like a blue. Heather's not a fan of that, but they have a blueberry Humboldt mm-hmm. fog that she's in love with.
I have had wine or been to wine and cheese pairings, and there are cheeses that there's a thin vein mm-hmm. in the cheese and on the outside of ash mm-hmm. from actual vines that they
right.
burned. And they took the ash and they put it in the cheese.
It's such an incredible flavor.
You'd never know.
Right.
You would never know it.
Yeah. And Heather and I went to Fresh Market. July 4th, that was our big celebration. Let's go to Fresh Market and drop a whole lot of money on like four or five make-it-yourself meals. But it's her stepdad's birthday is this week. Her mother has been dying. She sees all these scallops on TV shows.
Oh, my God.
And she sees whenever Heather and I go out, if there's diver scallop on the menu, Heather's going to get it.
I usually
so her mother's too. Like, I would really like to try scallops. I have no idea how to cook them. She's like, Stu can cook scallops. And so we went to Fresh Market. It's a good place to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And we got about a pound, which is going to be about 5 to 6 a piece mm-hmm. of really good size, about inch across. They come in frozen, and they thaw them for because we don't have scallop in our waters.
No.
You know? So if we're going to get it, it's going to be frozen. It's IQF, individually quick frozen. The quality is fantastic. I think we paid $14. We're going to feed 4 people with that. Mm-hmm. So it's not incredibly expensive. And I'll probably do cheese grits or something filling along with it.
All right.
But we found this bread that was bamboo charcoal bread. And I'm like, okay, so they cooked it over bamboo charcoal. That'd be great. No, they put bamboo charcoal in the bread. The entire loaf is black.
I'll be doing.
And you know when you get a good New York-style pizza that's got that little bit of char on the bottom, so you've got that little bit of that bitterness? It's all through this bread. It is fantastic. It is unbelievable how good this bread is. It is just terrific. So we didn't eat out anywhere, so where'd you eat? At home. But she got to try rainbow trout for the first time. They had some nice rainbow trout fillets, which they farm raise in Tennessee a lot. But the whole time we were in Tennessee last summer and I tried to find rainbow trout so she could find it, nobody had any.
Mm-hmm.
But the Fresh Market in Mobile did. So I got some rainbow trout fillets and we got a lot of cheese.
A lot of cheese.
But we did a cheese board for 4th of July. Our 4th of July celebration was I did a cheese board. We sat on the deck and ate it. And then we watched fireworks on YouTube because there's no mosquitoes that way. No drunks. And you didn't have to sweat. And we could watch fireworks all over the world. Watch some of the D.C. stuff. Phenomenal event that they put on in Washington, D.C. for 4th of July.
Yeah.
John Stamos, 176 years old, still looks 35. That was a great event. We caught some of the Macy's thing. They had a great fireworks display in New York. We watched some from Disney World, including someone who was live streaming this year's Disney World fireworks. And we watched some from the years in the past.
Mm.
That's so much nicer. I'd much rather watch fireworks on my TV than have to. Now, if it's a big celebration like DC or like that, and I told her watching the Disney World thing, I said, that's what I want to do for New Year's one year. I want to go to Disney World for New Year's, catch the fireworks display at midnight,
mm-hmm.
you know, and ride the ride. That to me. That sounds like a great New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Disney World. I don't want to go to Orlando in July or August. You think it's hot here, go another, 300 miles south, which is, what you'd be doing in Orlando.
There's always a breeze, though. Every
in
time
Orlando?
I've gone to Orlando, it's always
never
a breeze.
Been a single breeze.
Every time I've been,
but,
it's
the last
breeze.
Time I was there, I was 18 years old. I don't remember much. I've been to Wally World, Disney World. 7 times, and the last time was 1985.
Okay.
So, I think it may have changed a little.
We, Roy at Butch Cassidy's, he always closes Butch Cassidy's down on 4th of July.
Good.
And he rents a suite at, as a matter of fact, it's the clubhouse, 755 clubhouse there at Hank Aaron Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Does it every year. And that's what we did. We went and hung out there and ate.
Well, heck, Roy, now that'll do. Invite me next
year. It's air conditioned. Well, there ain't no more.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This was the last year.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
But he does that for his employees. He gives the day off. And then
that's fantastic.
And because they don't really have a Christmas party. So yeah, this is kind of like Christmas in July for them.
This industry, restaurant industry, is, you know, the frustration gets me every holiday when people start pouring in 5 minutes before close, go, you're not staying open late? It's a holiday. Yeah, it's a holiday. We'd like to go home.
Yeah.
We've been open for 14 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You, whatever you did with the previous 13 hours and 55 minutes before you walked in, you made bad judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Eating is more important than anything else you're going to do because it's the only thing you got to do to survive.
My wife went to Nukes on July the 3rd to Fern get Bar. Some of their coleslaw.
Big chain.
Well, I don't care.
They're healthy, actually. If you weren't trying to eat healthy, I do highly recommend.
Well, it was coleslaw, and that's what we wanted.
Yeah,
and because it's really good,
mm-hmm.
and they had closed both stores at 4 o'clock on the day before July 4th.
Good for them.
Yeah, and I'm assuming they were closed the 4th, you know, for their employees.
I would like to see it be made a law that certain days, Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, July 4th. I don't care if you're the owner or not, you can't open your restaurant unless you're in a hotel.
I don't know.
I was going to say that's kind of sad, though, because there's a lot of single people out there.
That's messing with freedom of enterprise.
Yeah, I agree. I understand that.
Don't want the government telling
you. You can't make people be good people. I know what you're saying.
Hey, let me send a shout out to my friend Stacy. Happens to be listening to the Sip and Chew show live right now.
Yeah, on the Facebook.
And
because we do a Facebook live.
See the little kitty cat?
Yeah,
she's trying to get me to take that cat.
Okay,
just what you need
to
a
the
cat.
Pound? Or
I'm thinking no, not to the pound.
Hey, good.
Oh, okay.
You hear that, Stacy? See what I have to put up with? Let me tell you, this is a cute cat. And
you think
I'm,
that's bad? You ought to be here when the mics are off.
I am thinking about it, Stacy, but I've got to go out of town this weekend.
That's cute. Yeah, I'm probably going to be a cat guy soon, too.
Well, so she wasn't asking you to adopt the cat?
She's asking me to give it a forever home.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't had a cat in a couple of years. And
How about this on the holiday thing for restaurants?
What's that?
You have to pay time and a half. Because they don't. They don't pay overtime when you work holidays in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, that'd be a good rule.
Because if you're going to mandate someone work on a federal holiday, then the mandate should also include time and a half.
I just don't believe in making laws that restricts putting laws on industry that's already...
I understand. It's overly regulated.
It's overly regulated.
But none of the regulations are any place that make anything but money for the government.
Folks, if you're not happy where you're working at and your boss ain't paying you enough, go find another place to work at.
I think that you ought to be able to open a smoker's restaurant if you wanted to.
Oh, you can.
If it succeeds, more power to you.
Yeah. Cigar lounge. No one will.
Hey, we got to take a break.
Yeah.
Bottle of red, bottle of white. Sounds like my night.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds like you're prepped for the show.
That too.
I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
Guess who's going to be our guest in 2 weeks, Mike?
Who?
Simon Majumdar.
I love Simon.
Yeah, you know, he just completed season 2 of his new podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Eat My Globe.
Is he going to bring us some samples?
He's not coming in.
Darn.
He's calling.
He could send them.
He could fax them to us.
That's
he?
Right.
He's too busy getting dressed up in clown outfits to let Alton Brown.
Did you see where he just was recently? He and his wife.
I don't.
Slovenia. Former Yugoslavia. You know, it broke up into Croatia and Slovenia, and I think Herzegovina. Was one of the most beautiful places he's ever visited.
I'm
just
tell you,
absolutely in love with
Croatia.
Slovenia.
What I've seen,
gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, and they got good wine
and
good
pretty wine. Women at the Czech Republic.
You know,
your wife is
going
to beat you up if you don't quit talking about pretty.
Hey,
women.
I'm not dead yet. I can still appreciate beauty. Come on,
Marguerite's like, I don't care where you window shop as long as you check out at home.
That's it. I wish you hadn't said that. Now that'll be her mantra.
We got a caller.
A caller? Heartbeat.
Oh, let's see who we got here.
Tony. Do we know a Tony?
I know a couple Tonys.
Tony Baloney?
Well, I don't know what you...
Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Beautiful, beautiful Sunday today, and I'm glad to be an American.
I'm glad to be American. You know what, Tony? You're a good American, too, because you do a lot for your community.
And your people.
Your people in your group with fundraisers and closing off North Jackson and doing all those motorcycle events and having music out there and raising money. And, you know, that you're just a great American yourself. Yeah. You know that, buddy?
Well, thank you very much, man. The way I see it, I'm just a small fish in a big pond.
But hey, you're a fish.
I have not been listening to y'all's show this morning. I've just been in the kitchen doing some cleaning and some work and organizing and stuff like that. But I wanted to call and tell you guys that I'm excited about what's happening in downtown Mobile coming up. I know you guys know about Panini Pete opening up Squid Ink.
Yep.
That's moving along really well. He put some stuff on Facebook the other day that just had me salivate.
Oh, those pork buns. Pictures. Those steam buns with pork in them. Oh, my gosh.
Holy macaroni.
And then Truman's Diner's coming.
And then there's another restaurant opening up called Truman's Diner.
Yeah, Bill Applin.
And that's coming, too.
Yeah, soon.
And that's
soon.
A beautiful building. He's got that
was Couture's for a long time, wasn't it? Years ago?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
No,
it's not 14 Conception Street.
Okay. It's further down.
Okay.
He's got a skylight in this one.
What?
Yeah, it's a beautiful round dome skylight.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
I'm excited.
And Tony, we're going to have Christy Barber in the studio next week because, you know, Mike's flaking out to go to New Orleans, right?
So, hey, you need somebody to drive you, Mike? I'll take you over there.
I got Lou Ann. I'm sorry. Yeah,
but Christy Barber's going to be on all next week from the Cheese Cottage, and we're going to talk about all the developments that's going on St. Louis Street, too.
I know, man. There's all kinds of stuff happening in downtown Mobile.
There absolutely is. You got anything special coming up this week, buddy?
Well, we got Art Walk Friday night. Bike night after that. And then on the 28th of July, we're doing a motorcycle poker run, and anybody can go to that. And we're going to start downtown Mobile, and we're going to end up over at the American Legion in Fairhope on the water.
Beautiful
big
place.
Band, and we're wanting to raise some money for those 7 motorcyclists that were killed up in New Hampshire.
So sad. And, so terrible.
Yeah, I know. It's
tragic.
It's terrible. You know, I mean, things happen in life, you guys, and, you know, it's what we do, to raise awareness, and that's what we're really trying to do is raise awareness and show New Hampshire that Lower Alabama, L.A., the real L.A. in the world, cares about, you know, people in our fellow veterans.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone in every state in the Union is our neighbor, you know.
I agree.
And Southerners help their neighbor. That's one of the things that we're known for.
Mm-hmm.
So our neighbors need our help, and you're going to help them out, Tony, and that's admirable. And, man, as a restaurant employee, I appreciate a boss like Tony.
That
cares about us. Because there are a lot of good people in this area that are like that, that they genuinely care about their people. They're just not, you know, warm bodies of water and flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That put their food out. They actually care about them, and Tony's one of them. And you know,
well, there's
everything you do for the industry.
There's
here in
a number of restaurateurs out there like Tony and Roy that they take care of their employees. If their employees are taking care of business, and they really do.
It's a relationship, isn't it, Tony?
That's all that is, man. It's building relationships with your customers that come in and feed you on a daily basis. Building those relationships with your employees. And that's what makes us, I believe, better human beings in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just treating everybody with respect and dignity, and that we all bleed the same color, you know?
Right.
So that's big on my world and my end of the world, and I can't control what other people do. I can just control what I do.
Exactly.
I just try to do the right thing.
Yeah, you know, a buddy of mine, I've always marveled at, you know, he's been married for right at 20 years now, and they almost never argue. And he said, I'm like, everybody, you know, bickers a little bit. So how do you do that? He goes, Stu, it takes two people to have an argument. As long as one of you refuses to argue, the argument's over.
It's not an argument.
Yeah. So I that's
I need
what
to live by that then.
That's what happens in my house a lot.
And here's the thing I see, and you see it in our political climate today. People are more concerned about winning the argument than they are about being right in the argument.
Correct.
Being right isn't important at all. Just winning the argument. And that's the whole problem with our political situation in this country.
Don't want to listen to the other
guy. Yeah, they have to realize everybody in politics is a horrible human being and shouldn't be there. Doesn't matter what party they're in. You prove to me you're a good person.
Did y'all know that the sky was blue today?
No, it's not.
I'm sorry. I was trying to change the subject.
Hey, Tony, the sky is falling.
But it's falling, but it ain't falling at Bob's Downtown Diner, so you need to get down there and have yourself
And where is that place? And where is that place?
Hey, wait, before he does that, tell us an easy way to get there.
We are on St. Francis in Jackson, and I call this the corner of Fat and Happy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep, and it is perfect name.
A couple of blocks west of Bienville Square.
Okay. I don't know. I get confused down here with the north, south, east, and west.
Well, moving away from the water, it's too
blocks. West. It's west from Bienville Square.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a block north of that other square, Cathedral Square.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike, for being Johnny on the spot with
I've been down there a time or two. You know, you say it's Art Walk Friday night, Tony?
It is on the 12th, I think.
I'm going to have to put some air in my bicycle tires and go riding Friday.
Did I tell you I got a new bike?
No.
Oh, you should see my hog, Tony.
Come on.
My hog, man, 7 speeds, all on that Shimano hand shift, so I don't have to work my thumbs on both of them.
You know you're not going to use all 7.
Do you have a drink holder on it?
Yes.
That's when.
Yes, I have a drink holder.
I think Stu is scared to come down here on a bike night on his bicycle.
He better stay away
from
me.
Well, I'd have to put it on the car and bring it down here. I'm not riding from Sims.
Okay, come on.
He better stay away from me, y'all.
Yeah, Michael, wipe out. I ride to work in Sims because it's only 3 miles away, so I got a new bike to ride to work on.
Awesome thought.
It's good exercise. It's
good
exercise.
Got to work Wednesday. Was a little dizzy when I got there. It's kind of hot.
Now, if we just had some bike lanes on the roads, that would really help.
Well, we do. Downtown, we do.
Some places.
All right,
hey, they're getting there. All right, hey, look, I love you guys very much, man. Thank y'all
Thank you, Tony. We love you too, man.
And I think very highly of you two, or you three, Charlie, you included in on that, too.
Thank you, Tony, and y'all keep the grill hot.
Yes, sir. Y'all just keep doing what you're doing and stay positive, and look forward to, you know, more big things happening downtown in the future.
It's a happening place.
Happening. Thank you, Tony Sawyer.
Thank you, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Bob's Downtown Diner.
Hey, Mike, I would pay good money just to witness you riding the streets of Mobile on your bike. Say it about midnight.
Might be a good fundraiser.
See, there you go.
People can bet how many.
Here's the route.
We should have a bike race down Dolphin Street, you and I.
And you have to carry beverages in your hands.
Don't say hands. That implies what are you
going
to steer with?
All you can do to not fall off a bicycle
and
as
what
it is.
People can wager how many blocks I get without wrecking.
Yeah.
Well, hey, now, you guys, this, you know.
Well, I have something here.
Ideas start as simple as that.
The problem with a bicycle race like that is people just go to that because the only reason they go is because they want to see a radio show host crash.
Well, when I did crash that night.
That particular crash.
This is what kind of friends I have. They go, wait, don't move. Somebody get some chalk.
I'd have been immediately going, please tell me someone got that on camera.
Yeah, well, if you want to see a crash on Sunday morning, just come sit out in the lobby here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, about that fourth segment, Mike and I both realized we didn't get much sleep the night before. I'm like, come on, call in.
I doubt I'll be down on my bicycle down on Dolphin Street this Friday because I've got to get up early Saturday morning. And
why? What you doing?
Go to New Orleans.
New Orleans, Louisiana?
Yeah.
Okay, cool beans.
Hey, it's a minute away, but we're going to debut a new bump.
Okay.
Coming up.
Hey,
by a group that I really love.
You know, a lot of people know how much I love France and the food and everything about it, the wine. Yesterday started Le Tour de France.
Tour de France.
The bicycle race.
The Tour of France.
That'll get me through summer until football season.
Yeah, because other than that, there's no sports on TV.
There isn't. Nothing worth watching.
Right, exactly.
Or listening to or hearing
about.
Do
you know why
There's some girls
we are fascinated by women's soccer in this country.
What's that?
Do you know why in this country women's soccer has such a good following?
What's that?
For the same reason we follow any sport, we compete against other people, because we annihilate them. We annihilate the other countries. If you
Our
noticed,
girls are doing great.
Yeah, oh. They're great. They're destroying.
Kind of like Auburn and Alabama football.
No. I mean of the world sports.
Oh, okay. World sports.
The only time you see us paying attention to them in this country is when we're dominating.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, we stick to the interesting sports.
And you want to introduce this, Stu, since you sent it to me?
All I know is it's Home Free. You didn't tell me what song it was going to be. But Home Free is a...
Dive Bar Saints.
Oh, yeah. This is an original off their new album. And the lead on this, most of this, is Mark Chance from the Mobile area.
Cool.
Their new baritone.
Baritone.
Midnight confessions. Whiskey therapy sessions. Buying drinks to buy some time beneath the stained glass neon lights while the bartender listens. As long as you're tipping, it's a place to heal and a place to hurt after a long week of hell. It's like Sunday church. You'll hear dirty jokes and the gospel truth. A jukebox choir singing. Yeah.
This is Ronan McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our DJ on Friday and Saturday nights starting at 10. Try our brilliant Blarney Burger, unforgettable Irish potato salad, homemade bread pudding, or it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. Non-smoking inside, but we have a lovely patio with big screen TVs where you can enjoy all sporting events. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening, we have a traditional Irish music session which attracts musicians from New Orleans to Seaside, Florida. Happy hour is 3 to 6 daily, so be sure to check out our website at www.mcsharries.com for specials. Come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharries Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama. You can't miss us. We're the ones with the big leprechaun over the door. 101 North Bancroft Street on the Eastern Shore. 990-5100. McSharries Irish Pub.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Tune in weekday mornings from 6 till 9 for Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service. Coffee, conversation, and you. The perfect way to start your day on FM Talk 106.5.
Fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio Town Hall with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must take a stand.
Are you tired of an overreaching federal government? Please join me, Pete Rehm, 8 p.m. every Thursday night for the Restoring Common Sense Town Hall. Timely issues and a chance for your voice to be heard. That's Common Sense Town Hall every Thursday at 8 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, my name is Alon Shia from Stratton, New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew from Mike and Stu.
I just saw a message pop up on my Facebook on my phone.
What's that?
It's the daily birthday notifications.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is my good buddy Donnie Gomen, Bon Don, who is likely to be sheriff of Mobile County in the coming years. He has been contemplating it for a few years, and he became a deputy slash police officer. He started in Mount Vernon PD. He worked at Chickasaw. He's worked for Mobile City and the county. And he always held my father in high regard. And as my father retired, he watched Donnie's career
And just, he's like, you know, that's one damn good cop, is what he would
damn
say.
Damn good.
Yeah, and Donnie will most likely be sheriff of Mobile County one day. So happy birthday, Bon Bon Don. I'm looking forward to you bailing me out.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. Donnie's a good man. I've known him, well, went to high school together.
Okay.
Him and his brothers. He's got some he's got some successful brothers.
Okay.
One of them's ambulance, EMT, saved a lot of lives, paramedic style. Another one was special forces and kicked some serious booty in Iraq the first time during the Kuwait invasion. Saw some serious action. And one of the stories I heard was 10 Green Beret dropped over a sand dune. The copters leave, and all of a sudden, 100 Iraqi soldiers come over the hill. And a little while later, there was 9 Marines still standing and no Iraqi soldiers, kind of thing. And
you said you didn't. You said you didn't go out this
went Fresh Market.
Fresh Market. Did you get any wine? Pick up any wine?
As a matter of fact, we certainly did not.
Okay.
I have, man. We don't drink it that often. I've just finished a bottle of Verde sparkling. By the way. The cork on that Verde, it was, you know, it was a synthetic with a, well, actually it was cork with a plastic top on top. So you could push it back in. And then the little plastic thing that they sealed it with eventually. Every time I took that cork out, it popped and the bubbles were still in it. And I've had that bottle open for months.
What?
Really?
Yeah. That don't sound right.
Any bottle I open of wine is going to be open for several weeks. Oh, okay. I drink a glass the way you're supposed to do it. When you don't,
when you mean you don't disguise
in your world? In your world, you drink a glass.
I want to know what's wrong with a crinkled brown paper bag with the bottle inside and. You just take a hit whenever you need it.
It's probably fine for Applebee's when you go to Applebee's, Charlie.
Well, it's Mad Dog 2020 is my brand.
But reseal? What does that word mean?
So I can cook with it. I cook with wine way more than I drink it.
I don't reseal. Yeah. So
when we do drink
wine. I recycle, but I don't reseal.
When we do drink wine, it's usually at a wine tasting like Firehouse or something like that. Every now and then.
Well, you were going there for a while.
Only when they do whites. Yeah.
How are you going to expand your palate if you don't?
Heather's not going to expand her palate. She hates reds. Every one of them tastes like dirt to her.
Yeah.
And she loves.
That's how you learn.
Yeah. She's learned that she does not like reds. That's what she's learned. She tries them all the time.
There's a number of places to go do tastings. Some of them are free. Some are not. Out y'all's way is
Donkey
Market. You know you could go to. You got Poor Babies. Of course, you got Red or White. Firehouse. You got Le Bichon. You got Southern Napa. Yeah. A lot of places you can go for free wine tastings and learn.
The Tuesday night ones at Firehouse, because of our two schedules, is usually the only one we can make. Yeah. So many of them are held on one of the busier days of the week for the industry. Which that means I'm going to be in a kitchen somewhere.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays stretching it, but Monday, Tuesdays, that's when you really want to pick up your business a little bit. Yeah. You know, do something like a wine tasting.
I will tell you from the point of view of a server, the best nights to make money are not Friday and Saturday night. You'll make money on those because of the volume, but. To make money for the least amount of effort, you want to work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because people with disposable income don't want to fight a crowd on Friday and Saturday night. So they go out Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's more laid back. They spend a lot more money. They tip a lot better. It's funny. You'll have 10 customers on a Wednesday night, and then you'll have 25 customers on a Friday night. You make the same amount of money.
Right.
Because the people that dine out on Friday and Saturday are usually people that work a lot. They don't have as much disposable income. And I'm not saying that they're cheap or they're poor. They just don't have a lot of disposable income. So when they do it, it's compacted so that the whole family can be together. They're not your 30-35% tippers. They're, you know, your average tipper.
Yeah.
And that's why Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you're a server, that's your money nights.
Yeah.
Least amount of effort, most amount of profit. Friday and Saturday night, that's when the company makes their money.
Quality versus quantity.
Right. And, you know, those big weekend days and nights are where the restaurant makes money.
You know, you look at – there are several restaurants. I'm not going to mention their names, but on Monday or Tuesday night, they'll do half-price bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do – and some of their dishes they'll do half price.
Right. And or the kids eat free thing, which is the immediate thing to keep me from not going there.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Here's my thoughts on that.
If they mix it with karaoke and kids eat free, I'm not even going to the parking
lot. Here's my thought on when you're feeding people for free.
Mm-hmm.
You do it for one or two reasons. You either do it out of strength or you do it out of weakness.
Right.
And more than times it's not, it's out of weakness.
Yeah.
And when all these Fern Lobby restaurants start giving away free food, they're doing it out of weakness because they're trying to get bodies in the door.
And you're fixing to see it come up here when school goes back in. You're going to see all of these bottomless this or all you can eat that's at these chain bars. It's because there's nobody going out.
Yeah.
That's why they do not it. That's why anyway. They say. And well, not just there. The beginning of the school year is one of the slowest periods of the year in the restaurant industry because mom and daddy are tapped out from buying back the school stuff.
They are tapped out.
And it's usually close to really Halloween before business starts picking back up once school starts.
Hey, can I put in a quick plug?
Sure.
I'm dying to do it.
Yeah.
First of all, where I ate yesterday, and I haven't figured out how to get Marguerite to share the popcorn and the Coke, but I just wanted to say if people listening – if they even remotely like the Beatles music, go see Yesterday.
Yeah,
we saw it yesterday, and I'm
well. That's
saw yesterday, perfect. Yesterday, but Himesh Patel, who's not a pretty guy at all, but did a
was
fantastic
it a good movie?
Job.
It's on our list to go see that. Now.
Go see it as soon
as possible.
I wanted
to see Rocket Man.
Rocket Man's a musical. It really is, and it was very good too.
Because Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen was fantastic.
Well, I love that one.
What I've seen about Yesterday is this is probably the most creative filming and idea for a movie that I've ever seen because they keep rehashing the same thing over and over again.
I talked to some people that were in the theater with us, and we were all trying to Regal over to the McGowan Center.
Oh, okay.
But talking to people coming out of the theater, and they were like us. We were all trying to figure out, how is this thing going to end?
Yeah.
Well, imagine a world with no Beatles, no Coca-Cola, no cigarettes.
To support local, we want to go see it at the Crescent downtown.
Well, I saw it there, but I didn't. When did the Crescent – we'll talk about Crescent next time because I thought they just did some specialty movies.
Well, Stu, we got to go.
We got to.
I won't be here next week. I'll see y'all in a couple weeks.
Christy Barber from Cheese Cottage will be here. And then when you get back, we get to hang out with Simon Majumdar.
All right.
Provolone, guys.
Provolone,
buddies.